Is it immoral to get without giving? Abraham, would you say that it would be morally or ethically correct for people to never give back after they'd received so much? In other words, if they just lived on inherited money or money they'd won, like the lottery, or lived off of welfare or donated money, would you say that that could be appropriate for all of us?
Your question still implies that there's a price to pay for the well-being that flows to you, and that some sort of action is required to justify the flowing of the well-being, and that's not the case. It's not necessary or possible to justify the well-being that flows to you, but it is necessary to align with the well-being. You cannot focus upon lack of well-being and allow well-being into your experience. Many people focus upon unwanted things with no deliberate attention to the emotional guidance within them, and then they try to compensate for their lackful thinking with physical action. And because of the misalignment of energy, they don't get the results from their action, so then they try harder offering more action, but still things don't improve. Like the air you breathe, abundance in all things is available to you. Your life will simply be as good as you allow it to be. If you believe that you must work hard for the abundance that comes to you, then it cannot come without hard work. But in so many cases, the harder you work, the worse you feel, and the worse you feel, the more you disallow the results that you wanted to receive from your hard work. It's no wonder so many people are discouraged and do not know which way to turn, because it seems that no matter what they do, they don't thrive. Appreciation and love and alignment to that which is source is the ultimate giving back, so to speak. In your pain or struggle, you have nothing to give back. Many complain of unfairness or injustice when they see some people receiving greatly but offering seemingly little effort, while others who work very hard often show very little success. But the law of attraction is always consistently just. What you're living is always an exact replication of your vibrational patterns of thought. Nothing could be more fair than life as you are living it, because as you are thinking, you are vibrating, and as you are vibrating, you are attracting. And so you always get back the essence of what you're giving.
So if we take money out of the equation, so to speak, then if we're not doing for the sake of money, what should we be doing with our life?
What most people are doing with most of their lives is offering action to try to compensate for vibrational imbalance. In other words, they think so much of things they do not want, and in doing so, they prevent what they do want from easily flowing into their experience, and then they try to compensate for the misalignment through action. If you attend to your vibrational alignment first, by recognizing the value of your emotions and trying to focus upon things that feel good, you would benefit tremendously by that alignment, and wonderful things would flow to you with far less action. The majority of action that is offered today is offered amidst tremendous vibrational resistance. And that is the reason why so many people have come to believe that life is a struggle. It's also the reason why many, like you, believe that success and freedom are at odds with one another, when in reality they are actually synonymous. It's not necessary to take money out of the equation, but it is necessary that you make your quest for joy be the most dominant part of your equation. When you do that, abundance in all manner will flow to you.